You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
In the aforementioned Lake Wissota studio. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, April 14th, 2025. Another beautiful morning to have you here up north, quite literally from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Civic Media app, watching us on social media or catching us on demand by podcast. We appreciate you starting your day and your week right here. I've got a question for you. Isn't Wisconsin a great place to be in the springtime as the sun starts coming up earlier all the time and the lake's looking beautiful and the garbage is strewn about, as is the birdseed, because we have a bear in the neighborhood up here on Lake Wissota. And the bear has decided that we are the 93rd Avenue buffet, as he or she just works his way up and down, showing up in a lot of video and photos, the wreckage of bird feeders and garbage cans in its wake, appears to be rather small as far as black bears go, one that you could go shoo and it would run away. But, you know, you don't want to be the first one to be wrong about that. But so we've definitely got our share of, Greg, what was the name of the show? Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. We need the late Marlon Perkins to come up here and say, well, we watched the bear move on to the next neighbor's yard. You know, Jim Fowler trying to get a tranquilizer dart ready to go. You know, we're going to relocate him into the city of Eau Claire. They'll love him down there. He's cute and cuddly.
I also think if we could resurrect the late Marlon Perkins, mm-hmm. that'd be a really wild story.
Okay, I am kind of burying the lead if we do that. No, but it's beautiful. It's nice to be back. It was a wonderful week out in the Mountain West. But, I knew that being gone for a week, by the time I came back, the sun would be really starting to come up earlier, and the temperature would probably being in the 20s, you know, it's 46 right now in Chippewa Falls. So this has been good. If I hadn't brought back this souvenir head cold, all would be extremely well. But somewhere, either from the 11-year-old or from, you know, the airplane or something, I did bring back the one souvenir. How was your weekend?
It was...
See?
It was just a blurry flurry, everything mm-hmm. happening, and then Sunday, just nothing happening, and... Yeah, I just, before I knew it, it was over.
And you just go, wait, I don't have enough to show for it.
I mean, honestly, yeah, here's what I have. Two attempts to try to finish my taxes, three comedy shows, and a four-hour nap. That's what I can show for you this weekend.
Oh, yes, the taxes.
Yeah, we went to do
tomorrow.
Yeah, and we had to file an extension, which I've never done in my life, which isn't hard. You simply press a button, and they charge you for it, which is great. But, it was just a matter of, like, you know, here's all our stuff. And then we're like, all right, they say, come on in, we'll do the thing. And then they're like, oh, you didn't give us this form. Like, why didn't you tell us before?
Yes.
Then we had to come back the next day. And then, like, oh, you don't have this form. Like, I will seriously I will write a letter of complaint.
Between our tax system, our healthcare system, there's just way too many things here. We make them way more complicated.
Absolutely.
Than they need to be.
And this year, mm-hmm. we've never had to pay more for taxes in our. We've never had to pay more.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm very unhappy. So, and not to, and I'm sorry. Well, I'm sure the trolls will love as they feed on this, but we get another tax cut for billionaires. I only expect my end of the bargain will have to go up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very reasonable expectation, unfortunately. Again, these are the people that got chosen to do this.
Yeah.
And so while they're playing with your taxes and doing things that are going to make them go up. They're trying to distract you. Like, look over here. Look at, there's transsexuals participating in sports over here. Or, you know, married women shouldn't be allowed to vote over here. And anything that'll get you talking about anything else. And that is actually part of the theme of the show today. We'll talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly in a bit about what I would call the pointlessness of a lot of the bills that are being discussed in the legislature and things being talked about in Congress, all meant to distract from what is at its heart a mostly economic regime in power right now that does a whole lot of other things, but is geared primarily towards sucking money out of your wallet, Mr. and Ms. Middle Class, and moving it upward. And they will say anything to get other people all worked up. It's not to say that they don't have a social agenda at all, but that's not really why they're there. You know, it is primarily, you know, of, by, and for, you know, the most wealthy among us, which is also why in our second hour, we're going to talk to the chief economist from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities about this perpetual roller coaster ride when it comes to trade and tariffs and what it means for rural Wisconsin. And Up North News reporter Selena Heller will be along talking about what I don't know if she'll call it this, but I would call it one of the latest threats to healthcare in Wisconsin and elsewhere. And that's providers who are throwing up their hands and saying they'd rather do something else than deal with all the anti-science, anti-vaccine pushback that they're getting in their daily practice. And look, obviously, I know physicians and other providers, and I know they're putting on a brave face as best they can. But Selena's talking to at least one person who's like, they're over it. And it's hard to know what to do about that because the information is out there. The education is out there. But there are just enough people with an interest in pushing back and pushing back hard with misinformation that it's going to affect healthcare availability for all of us down the road if we continue down this route. Along the way, so many ways to join the show. We'd be happy to have you along at some point by phone at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Primarily, a lot of folks like to text the show. Well, guess what? You can do it at that same number. Send your text message to 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Or you can put something in the comment section. You can also use the Civic Media app to call or text us. I think things are already busy there with Cassandra saying Pat's back in Wisconsin, Alicia saying welcome home, Mary saying on Facebook, I filed my taxes over the weekend. And yeah, it is nice to be back. It was, I mean, look, I'm never going to pass up a chance where possible to visit, you know, my daughters or my grandkids, wherever they might be. And you know, that there's a difference between that and a vacation. You know, vacation, you unplug and everything else. But I feel especially grateful that I have a job where it's not a vacation, but if I'm going to, you know, spend some time with grandkids and can still do a morning radio show first and then have the day to hang out with them, that makes me really lucky. A lot of people don't have the ability to do that. And so that's where, again, I thank you, Mr. Bach, for putting up with last week, your patience, and me being groggy at 5 a.m. Mountain Time to try to put on a show. I really learned that last week. I'm like, I do just great with a 6 a.m. show. 5 a.m. show, a little tougher. The folks who do the Midwest Farm Report, I tip my hat to you.
Yeah.
I'm happy with this shift.
Also, it's never putting up. You did great. It was great. You do well with what, and you had great background. It was fun. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, especially when the 11-year-old would come in every now and then, and I still have Steve's lava chicken, you know, stuck in my head from the Minecraft movie.
Stacy is what we went to.
That's looking for like an Easter gift present for him. Yeah. And again, in this day and age, you can find anything. So yeah, he's not listening. There's a Steve's lava chicken T-shirt heading his way. And I just know he's going to love it.
I just love how much kids, like, in this world of, like, cynicism and screen time and all that stuff. And to see kids freak out over Minecraft like we freaked out over the stuff we did when we were kids. It's like, yeah, kids can still be kids. They take it in a different way. We watched it on television or whatever, but they have their thing. And to see them just be kids makes me happy.
To watch the rapidity of all the videos that he'll watch through, I don't know if it's YouTube or CapCut, but obviously my daughter has set it up that it's on a kid's setting.
Yeah.
And I watched all through, and it's just like video after video after video. And you are reminded that there are a lot of funny people out there in the world. There's also a lot of warped and twisted people out there, but they're trying to be funny at the same time. But there's a lot of funny that's still out there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where I like what you do. I know how hard you work, but you also get to laugh now and then between either people on the radio or people at the comedy club. Folks appreciate a gig like that when you can get it and be around the nice people.
I agree.
Hang out with the nice people.
Yeah.
Look at, even Alicia puts on YouTube just now. You guys are such a good team.
Aw, thanks, Alicia.
Come on. I think she's saying that because she knows Dr. Lyerly, and Dr. Lyerly will be on. And Dr. Lyerly's show premiered over the weekend, and I caught a little bit of that with Emily Cephos.
Nice.
And that's, again, a nice bit of positivity that we are so overdue for. Mm-hmm. So let me give you one more bit of positivity here. That the highlight of our weekend, first on Thursday and then Saturday, would be the Frozen Four, and that the Western Michigan Broncos are your national champions of men's college hockey for 2025. Which... that is not a surprise to me, having followed the team all year, but for all the national TV announcers, they're used to the big names, Boston University and Denver and Minnesota and everything else, and all those teams will just fall away, because I'd been watching this team all year going, these guys really have it together. They really do. And to watch them win the national championship, to see my son-in-law running out there on the ice, my daughter and the two little kids are out there on the ice, and you have to understand the Broncos have a mascot. You know, a Buster Bronco, who's in a big old horse costume or whatever, and you hear the 6 year old. You know, everybody's just hooting and hollering on the ice. 6 year old going, can we go see Buster now?
Aww.
And then there's these great pictures on the ice of him giving Buster high fives.
That's
on
great.
The ice. And my daughter, she spent a couple extra bucks, but she got seats right on the glass. And so we could see them occasionally, like, you know, when the team would score and they'd all pile up by the plexiglass. And there was just, again, joy. Look, we've talked about laughing and we've talked about joy. We've covered the positive things that are out there. Because buckle up, kids, we're going to get to the news in just a minute.
So now that
we've lifted, I'll come back and I'll start with some more sports first. And then eventually Kristen Lyerly will be here. We will talk about some of the day's news. But again, we will try to remind you of the good that's out there. Hey, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, and it is nice to be back in Wisconsin on this Monday morning. When you're here, you're up north live from Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The reason that we're hearing a Jimmy Buffett tune is because of this particular song, Boat Drinks, and that somewhere in the song are their lyrics, 20 degrees and the hockey game's on. And that was my cue to talk about the Broncos winning the national championship, which I've already done. So there you go. We've covered that was the only song I know with a hockey reference in it, as far as I know. So somebody may have to correct me if I'm wrong. Let's check some of the other sports now at 22 past the hour. The Brewers ended up going 3-3 on their road trip out to Colorado and Arizona. I'll tell you what, Friday, starting the series in Arizona, Jose Quintana made his first start for the Brewers. And, I mean, just lights out pitching. 7 scoreless innings. It was just fun to listen to on the radio, just him getting out after out. I believe for the longest time he was facing the minimum number of batters thanks to double plays and pickoffs. And so the Brewers did win on Friday. Then on Saturday, we go into the bottom of the ninth in Arizona with a 4-0 lead and somehow blow it, giving up 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth to lose to Arizona. You notice that as soon as I heard that, I'm like, I'm not even going to look up the details. I'm not even going to share them. That's all you need to know is we gave up 5 in the bottom of the ninth. And then yesterday, William Contreras hit a 2-run home run, but that was it. The Brewer bats struck out 11 times, 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and the Diamondbacks overcame that 2-0 deficit to beat the Brewers 5-2. So all in all, again, the Brewers 3-3 on the road trip. They are now home for a week. There's a 3-game series starting tonight against the Detroit Tigers. Then they're off Thursday, and then there will be a 3-game series against the West Sacramento Athletics. And I don't know why more people aren't calling them that, because they're not the Oakland Athletics, and they haven't moved to Vegas yet. And so they're working out of a minor league stadium in West Sacramento, California. So the West Sacramento Athletics come to town later today to remind us of baseball's latest embarrassment, which has nothing to do with the team, nothing to do with the fans, just greedy owners.
Yep. And we saw the Brewers slip out of first place.
Temporarily. You know, we had to give Dan and the Cubs fans a little break here. So, again, I'm not buying into your Craig Counsell theory just yet. I'm not ready to.
They're first in the division by 3 games, and we're tied for 3rd with the Reds.
We'll get there. Trust the process. Brewers and Tigers starting at 6:05 tonight on several Civic Media radio stations. Head over to the website to learn more. The NBA's regular season is over. The Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Detroit Pistons 140-133 in overtime. So the Bucks closed out the regular season with an 8-game winning streak. Not that it meant a ton. They were already pretty much locked into the 5 seed in the Eastern Conference, and so they will play the 4 seed Indiana Pacers in the first round starting either Saturday or Sunday. After this nonsense with the play-in games where either the 7 seed or the 8 seed has a chance to not make the playoffs at all and be replaced by a 9 seed or a 10 seed.
Hey, Pat, yeah. I know it's been a while and it's not really apt, but can I, for the in, what's it called?
The in-season tournament.
Emirates
Tough Cup in-season tournament.
Can I play my cup music?
Yes. Okay. The little bit of everything? Yes. It's time to talk about the play-in brackets for the NBA postseason. Nothing but chaos. Nothing but chaos.
Makes me so happy.
When you see, well, here's this thing, y'all. You guys worked really hard, and you qualified to be 7th or 8th, and only the top 8 teams win. So congratulations on finishing 7th or 8th. Except 2 teams that sucked, you know, could beat you and get into the playoffs instead.
It sounds like this part of the NBA season was created by tax attorneys. Because you're like, if you're the 7th seed, please see subparagraph 8B, flip to page 48. Only use this if you've won this many games in the second half of the first part of the first month of the first season. Like, do we win? Let you know.
We'll let you know if you've won or not.
By the way, you owe a refund.
Yes. Oh. All right. And in much, much more sedate sports, I don't know. Do you ever catch any of the Masters? It might be the one time I watch golf all year. And that's it.
Actually, Pat, I'll tell you a very quick story. My late father-in-law, God bless his heart, I loved him so much. He is the only person I would watch golf with because he was an everyday golfer and he was very good and he could commentate on golf as well as the guys on TV, but he was much more, let's say, colorful with his language.
Sure.
But ever since then, ever since he's gone, I saw the Masters, I'm like, why? Ugh. I have such a disdain for television golf. I'm like, who's this for? I don't know. So, I'm also, I was a cranky boy this weekend.
Yes, that's okay. Here's my positive story about the Masters and then a negative one. The positive one, Rory McIlroy, who on his 11th try, he's been the best golfer in the world for years now. Yeah. He's won every other major, but for some reason, the Masters eluded him year after year. He just always managed to choke in some way, shape, or form. And he almost choked it away again yesterday. He had this beautiful second shot on 17, practically winning the hole. We're like, oh, here he goes. And then on 18, he bogeys it. And it's like, okay, there's going to be a playoff. And there was a playoff, but only one hole, and he won. So congratulations to Rory for that. But I also have to say that being in Idaho on Thursday, national semifinals for college hockey. And I go to a sports bar all set to watch this hockey game and the roar of the crowd and everything else. And the guy's like, no, it's the Masters. We can't turn this off. And there are a bunch of guys in there watching golf. And so I'm trying to watch this exciting hockey game on one monitor. Meanwhile, we're hearing how Rory's going to be putting for a birdie over here on the 14th. It was so wrong. Oh. No sports bar should ever, even if the Masters, choose hockey or choose golf over hockey.
We can't turn the Masters off. Wrong. You absolutely can. In fact, it's the greatest sign of patriotism when you turn golf off of television. Sorry, I don't know. That should never. I'll understand if I walk into a sports bar and they're like, we're playing the football game and not the baseball game. I'm like, I understand that. But when golf, okay, now I'm just getting mad. I'm just getting mad, Pat.
It's time to bring in the positive, happy people again. Chief Morale Officer, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, will be along to tell us about the premiere of her show over the weekend across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. So there I was around my radio Saturday afternoon at 3. Curious from a nerd standpoint, not so much about Kristen Lyerly or the Kristen Lyerly show, but the production value of it. What would she choose as her opening theme? And there's Pink, and she's coming out, and I'm like, yep, this checks out. This is a Dr. Lyerly thing for the premiere of the Dr. Lyerly show. And we're now joined by the conveniently named host, Dr. Lyerly. Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm better than you guys this morning.
Wow.
Honestly,
little case of the Mondays. That
could really be applied to almost any time you come on the show, but that's fine.
That is true. Yes. Anyway.
I had a great weekend. I spent all day Saturday in the garden. I got all the pruning and trimming done. I dug out some plants. I like just soaked up the sun. It was super fun. Then yesterday I had to drive to work. I'm back in Minnesota, and I got to have lunch with this incredible group of women who organized the Freedom Fund, which is an organization that supports people who are seeking reproductive health care. And then I got to go to a concert in Duluth last night and just have a blast.
What?
I know.
Who did you see in Duluth?
My friend Paul Metza, who is an 8-time Minnesota Music Award winner.
Dang.
And now he's just an old guy who plays in a bar called Carmody's. And we had the greatest conversations. And all of these, you think my life is crazy? These people just kept coming in and telling these stories about Timothy Chalamet visiting and bumping into Bob Dylan accidentally. And it was just a bunch of old guys telling fun stories, and I loved every minute of it.
Timothy Chalamet. Sorry. I can't. Ever since the Golden Globes, I can't.
Ever since Adam Sandler. Yep. Yeah, we just, you can't get over that. Kristen's show is part of some changes here at Civic Media with shows moving around or going this way and that way. And this one is going to be a little longer, a 3-hour show starting sometime next week. I don't want to give the exact day because, you know, what if we're wrong? But sometime next week, we expect to go from 6 to 8 to 6 to 9. AM, which for me isn't going to be that much different. I'm just going to have Kristen on more often and say, and go. And then I'm just going to go get some more coffee. And Kristen will help fill that hour. So you like the first edition of the show with Emily Cephos? Turned out all right?
It did turn out all right. It's always so, you never really know when you tape it what it's going to actually sound like. And I liked it.
Yeah.
And this is going to be every week now.
I know. And oh my gosh, my list of guests is growing every day. I probably have 30 people who I'm like, and then we could do this, and then we could do that. But you know what the hardest part is? Mm-hmm. Picking out the music.
Yes. Yes, it is. There's the amount of time that goes into, you know, the amount of time of music is very disproportionate, shall we say.
Maybe if we didn't get on the rabbit hole so much.
I know. There are a lot of rabbit holes. Trust me. Like, you start with this song and you go, hey, what about that? And what is that lyric again? And who wrote that? And you get a few more song ideas out of it. But next thing you know, the clock has just been ticking away.
Mm-hmm. I think we love it too much. That's the problem. If you didn't love it so much, you'd be like, that's good enough.
Yes. Yeah, that's very true. Can you tell us yet who is going to be on edition number two coming up this Saturday?
I sure can. Kelly Peterson, who is an Emmy Award-winning journalist, is doing a documentary with this incredible woman, Lana Nyland, the CEO and founder of Ukrainian Patriot. What they do is they run things in Kyiv, which is actually the correct way to say Kyiv, and they, like, water and medical supplies and food and music and dance and joy, and they bring all of these things to the front lines and just try to keep people's spirits up as well as their bodies. So yes, Greg has a question.
It's just out of respect for the city. So it's not Kyiv, it's not Kyiv, it's what?
Cave.
All right.
I had no idea either. She also referred to the nonprofit as UP, and we had to gently say UP means something a little different here in Green Bay.
Very true. On YouTube, a question from Cassandra: has Congressman Tony Weed yet said if he'd come on the show, Dr. Lyerly?
He hasn't. So there was some banter on Friday because we held a town hall and invited Tony Weed, and a number of his neighbors saw him home in De Pere, but he didn't come to our town hall. But the people who did were incredible. About 150 people showed up, standing room only. We had an open mic, and the stories people told were just captivating. Luckily, we had a videographer there, so we're going to be able to produce some of these and put them out in short form video to make sure that not only Congressman Weed, but everyone is going to be able to see what the people of Northeast Wisconsin are concerned about. But the banter was that he should come on my show. I haven't actually officially sent him an invitation, but you know, I'm going to. Former Congressman Steve Kagan is coming on the show in a couple weeks. Oh. So he's going to kind of set the tone for what it used to be like, and then hopefully we can contrast that with what it is like. I would really enjoy that opportunity, not like in a divisive way, but I'd love to hear what's really happening and how can we work together. Isn't that the goal? Mm-hmm. For him to represent us in Northeast Wisconsin? So it would be amazing to have him on, and I do intend to issue a real invitation, not just banter.
Well, good. Look, any conversations that can bring people together are helpful. And what I hinted at earlier in the show is it's not just across party lines. It's within the parties as well. And this is actually a case where we're going to talk about both parties and dissension inside the parties. Now, you were aware that some Republicans in the 8th Congressional District, we've talked about this on air, you know, the feuding between the, you know, the traditional wing and the Trump wing of the party has become very public, and to the point where Congressman Weed has like not been invited to certain events is, you know, what we're hearing. And that is something that no party wants to have happen. But of course, now that they're trying to patch over the rift, what's everybody saying? Oh, they're all meeting to patch over the rift. So it just keeps it more public and more out there, because you still have people in the Republican Party going, I do not want this. My party should not stand for this level of, you know, racism, sexism, you know, tax cuts for the very wealthy while our schools suffer. There's still Republicans who actually believe these things, thank God.
That is true. But the rift is not between the non-Trump people and the Trump people. They're all Trump people.
Yeah.
Across the 8th CD. It is the extremist folks, yes, against the not extremist folks. There is a giant schism forming in the 8th CD that has become very public. So we'll see how that pans out. I am not feeling hopeful for joy and unity right now.
No, there's not.
And but that, honestly, you saying that, I say that, people are like, great, it's Monday. For you to say that, that actually makes me go, oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because it's how they are. You know, it's this I'm taking my ball and going home, never lose mentality. And if you're actually going to work with people, sometimes you have to lose. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to actually give a concession in order to be able to function collaboratively. So if you're not willing to enter that conversation, then nobody wins.
Yeah. Well, and over the weekend, we were reminded that that's going to be the case occasionally with Democrats as well. In this age of Trump, where you have Democrats, elected officials who feel like they still have to try to work with Trump because he's the current president. And so you had the very awkward looking photo of Michigan Governor, you know, Gretchen Whitmer, hiding her face in the Oval Office to avoid being photographed in there, basically because they duped her. They completely used her. She was not there for an Oval Office meeting. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, come with us. And into the Oval Office, but there was no Trump there, but a bunch of photographers. Mm-hmm. And it put her in an awkward spot. And there were, you know, either news stories or posts throughout the week going, you know, is Gretchen Whitmer getting too close to the president? Is Gavin Newsom of California? And a couple of others. And these people are all saying, we're governors. We have to work with whatever administration is there. But to what degree is the question? But then the bigger dispute came when there was that vote on the SAVE Act, which is nothing more than a voter suppression bill. But ostensibly, it's also a bill to prevent undocumented immigrants from voting, which doesn't really happen much at all.
It's and illegal. Yet,
four Democrats chose to vote for it. Now, they might be four of the Democrats in the most vulnerable seats, or they just might be political weenies. Who am I to say? But there was a lot of chatter over the weekend that, you know, one of the congressional candidates here in Wisconsin has been a close ally of one of those four Democrats. So by extension, should this person be criticized because she was supported by a member of Congress who voted for the SAVE Act? And it got to be a very spirited debate, shall we say, online between those who say, yeah, by extension, you know, this person is no longer a viable candidate in Wisconsin, and others saying, no, you're reaching too far. Let this person stand on their own merits. In all cases, though, Kristen, my point is, in bringing this up this hour, is that there is such a uselessness of the things that are being used to divide other people, that we're fighting over a bill that is clearly voter suppression. And then there's the bills that, again, are targeting like the five trans athletes that might be out there, you know, in the NCAA or whatever the case may be, to divert from the real issues, which include tax breaks for the very wealthy while gutting the services that are important to us. And yet there's so many ways for us to take our eye off the ball because we have all these other debates going on around us.
It's the classic, we can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
And these things are really hurting us. The classic thing for me right now is Medicaid. When you're looking at what's happening with the budget and the messaging that we're hearing from the GOP is, we're not going to touch Medicaid. And I hear it over and over and over again, but it's impossible to make the cuts that they are promising to make without cutting Medicaid. It's impossible. So by the time this is done and we're experiencing those consequences and we're losing health care and people who are in nursing homes are losing their placements and people who are disabled are losing their rides and the other services that they depend on, it's going to be too late to look back and point a finger and say, wait a minute, we didn't want that. It's incredibly frustrating because we're getting distracted by things like transgender people in sports.
Yes.
And who's your friend? They did something I don't like.
Yes. And it does that. I'm not in any way absolving, you know, the friend or the ally. I mean, that person, whoever it is, should be out there also speaking out against, in this case, the SAVE Act and saying, yes, it is, in fact, a voter suppression bill. And I disagree with my friend in this instance. In the time we have left, we're going to put your doctor hat back on here and ask how often you fudge the results of somebody's physical and how often do you lie about your patient's care? And of course I'm referencing Donald Trump's physical last week where he was again reported to be, you know, just in excellent shape for the oldest man ever elected president with clear cognitive skills. And I always love when they list the height and weight, because invariably somebody will put up a photo of an athlete, either a football player or an NBA star, who actually is that height and weight, and say, "This is Donald Trump?" I don't think so.
Why do we let that happen? Why do we, as the American public, when we know it's not real, why are we like, yeah, that's fine. That's just how it is.
I don't know. That's the thing. I mean, these are the things that when we grew up would get somebody laughed out of the room, mm-hmm. you know? And much like, let me come back to the SAVE Act for a moment. Because this bill would disenfranchise so many married women, mm-hmm. it would be, when we were growing up, a Republican would say, "Hey, I don't want undocumented immigrants voting either, but I happen to like my wife and all these other women who have changed their name. And so we can't support this. Let's get a clean bill," they would say, "that targets undocumented immigrants."
Yeah.
And yet there's none of that from Republican politicians now. If you're voting against this, you're voting for illegal aliens to vote, and you're not sufficiently with Trump, and you're a rhino, and we're going to primary you. And it is such a fantasy land compared to what public service used to be.
You're getting all worked up now, Pat.
Look, you can get away with it with your height and weight. You know, you want to lie about your height and weight? Great. You know what? I'm 175. God, it feels good to be 175 again, because I say I am. But that also isn't disenfranchising anybody from voting. So Thank you for making clear that you have not been lying about your patient's height and weight to help them look good.
I haven't. And I do love to look back on those old videos of George H.W. Bush speaking like actual truth.
I know. They're crazy, huh? Yeah. Today's history lesson is next. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
See, now this brings back some nice, happy memories. David Letterman turned 78 over the weekend. This is the original theme to Late Night with David Letterman on NBC. Quintessential 1980s television right there. So happy birthday to Dave. Was that not just the best breath of fresh air when David Letterman started doing his show? And, you know, Johnny Carson was a legend, but Johnny Carson was Johnny Carson. And then along comes Letterman, and it's all different after that.
Top Selena.
Okay, Selena Heller will talk to me instead. She's here, up North News reporter.
I always like Johnny Carson.
Well, no, everybody likes Johnny Carson. Just you had something that was
more
so different.
More than David Letterman.
Okay. We've established now Carson above Letterman for Selena Heller. Let's just keep doing brackets here. Kristen, Carson, Letterman?
Both? Wait. You could do both.
Okay.
They were stacked.
I have a picture with Ed McMahon. I met Ed McMahon. It's right over here. I'm looking at it right now.
Of course you do.
You have a picture of Ed McMahon in your kitchen?
With Ed McMahon.
I'm downstairs. It's me and him together. I met him because I hosted the Labor Day telethon, and we got to meet all the hosts in Las Vegas one year. And so I got to hang out with Ed McMahon for the weekend.
Yes. Okay.
It was cool.
Let's see. So David Letterman turned 78 over the weekend. Al Green turns 79 today. That doesn't.
No, someone mismarked this as.
Oh,
let's stay together.
That's the right song, but that's Tina Turner's version of "Let's Stay Together." All right. Well, meanwhile, I'll tell you that Tiger Woods on this day in 1997 became the youngest golfer to win the Masters tournament. I wonder whatever happened to him. I think he won a couple more.
I've heard of him.
Yep. Oh, there. See, and then we got to put President Obama singing over the top of this. Yeah.
That's the one I like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're done for the day. We'll just play this on a loop. All right. This is also 414 day for all the Milwaukee folks. And for those of you too young to know what area codes are, ask your parents. But 414 was a big deal if you were in the 414 area code.
I grew up in the 414.
but it hasn't been 414 for a long time now, has it? Green Bay got put into the 920.
Yep.
So we'll celebrate your day in September. Why?
Reggie White. You think I'm joking?
It's time for another birthday here. Singer Lou Bega turned 50 years old over the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
What year was this?
1996.
345, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. 1999.
I was like, why is it say 1949 here? But that, of course, was the original instrumental version of it. All right, on this day, so Lou Bega was born 50 years ago today, and coincidentally, we have the number one song from 50 years ago today, and that would be from Elton John.
Did you happen to see Elton John with Chapel Roan?
No.
Singing Pink Pony Club?
No.
It was brilliant. He's just amazing. He's having the time of his life, always.
Oh, of course. The number one song this day in 1969 was from the musical Hair, and it was by the Fifth Dimension. Siri, tell me what 1969 sounded like. That. Everything was 1969.
I was 1969.
You were, yeah, I was going to say you. This makes perfect sense now. Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Yep. And finally, on this day in 1979, because, you know, yacht rock is everywhere, the Doobie Brothers scored their second ever number one hit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pat, you picked some good tunes.
Thank you. Takes a little while to do that, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I never pass up a chance to have Greg Bach do his Michael McDonald impression.
See, the key is never to do the lyrics.
Yes. This is Animal Control Appreciation Week, and yet Whiskers is on the loose somehow anyway. Selena's, again, avoiding having her face scratched. This is it gets a tail right in the face.
Right then.
Whiskers has got this figured out. This is National Gardening Day, which is what Kristen was celebrating over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is National Pecan Day and National Perfume Day. So what kinds of gardening, or was it just like regular landscaping, or do you have like something particularly special that you garden for, like you grow a whole lot of tulips or roses or anything?
No, just taking down the old stuff, putting it on the curb, you know, getting ready for spring.
How about you, Selena? Just cleaning up the landscaping?
Yeah, I dug up my lawn and put in my own landscaping. And
you did?
So I did. I filled all my vehicle with all these big plants and went down the road. And yep.
Every year
I try to put something fun in.
Over the weekend, we were at Down to Earth in Eau Claire getting, you know, looking for pots for Sherry to, you know, once again put in this year's string of beautiful blooming things.
You know what this week could be?
What?
Crabgrass Prevention Week.
Crabgrass Prevention Week. Okay.
Yeah, you got to lay down your crabgrass preventer. Probably end of the week. That's
there you
what
go.
I'm thinking.
All right.
That's your gardening tip.
Yes. We'll take that. And then when we come back, Selena's got a story about, you can really hear the frustration about people in healthcare and this whole anti-vax, anti-science thing. You know, Kristen puts on a brave face, but you're going to hear from somebody who's just had it. And so Selena's going to tell us more about that. Plus, we'll have an economist here to talk much more about the Trump tariffs and the impact on rural Wisconsin. That's all on Up North News Radio, the second hour, just ahead after news, live from Lake Wissota, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.